This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, April 21st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Port fees get tepid response. Trade frictions could hinder innovation. Weather balloon launches may be suspended. Industry. Port fee plan better, but not good enough. The Trump administration's plan to boost domestic shipbuilding continues to raise concerns in some ag sectors despite the latest revisions. Industry groups say revised new port fees on Chinese-built and operated ships are an improvement on earlier proposals, but will stand and raise costs for many ag exporters. The final fees are, quote, better but not necessarily good enough. Agriculture Transportation Coalition Director Peter Friedman tells AgriPulse. Keep in mind, the U.S. will impose new fees beginning in October. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative said last week USTR watered down earlier proposals by exempting vessels arriving empty and those on shorter routes, as well as capping the number of times a ship will have to pay the fee. Friedman says shipping commodities such as soybeans and almonds via container will still cost more. The International Fresh Produce Association says the fees may affect agricultural and perishable products. American Association of Port Authorities President and CEO Kerry Davis says the fees will still drive up the cost of shipping, reduce volume through our nation's trade gateways, and make goods more expensive. Take note, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Friday responded, saying it would, quote, take necessary measures to defend its lawful rights and interests. Don't miss this, Holscher being tapped as ag negotiator. As we scooped on Friday, President Donald Trump will nominate Doug Holscher to serve as chief agriculture negotiator in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative. That's according to sources. Holscher would join the administration from the America First Policy Institute, the Trump-aligned think tank founded by now Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. The Iowa native led the organization's American Leadership Initiative, which worked on strategy to swiftly execute the president's policy agenda that upon taking office. Luke Lindbergh confirmation hearing slated for April 29th. The Senate Agriculture Committee scheduling a confirmation hearing April 29th for Trump's pick for USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, Luke Lindbergh. Lindbergh would join the administration from the America First Policy Institute, again the Trump-aligned think tank founded by Ag Secretary Rollins. Increased trade frictions could threaten ag innovation, economists warns. An ag economist says the Trump administration's decision to reignite a global trade conflict with China could have implications for innovation and adoption of new ag technology. Economists have been increasingly concerned in recent months over how the global economy is fragmenting, said Sandro Steinbach, who leads North Dakota State's Agriculture Policy and Trade Studies. During an event hosted by Virginia Tech, he argued China's 2013 rejection of certain U.S. corn shipments demonstrated the threat regulatory divergence poses to ag innovation. Beijing blocked imports of U.S. corn bred with a new trait to control insects. The incident led to U.S. corn growers successfully suing Syngenta, arguing the company should not have commercialized the seed without Chinese approval. But Steinbach added that the U.S. decoupling from China in terms of ag trade could also provide opportunities for reassessing international regulatory frameworks. There's an opportunity that comes with heavy change at the same time, he said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. NWS warns of potential weather balloon launch suspensions. The National Weather Service may temporarily reduce or suspend weather balloon launches at offices across the U.S. due to staffing challenges. In a normal year, the agency would launch weather balloons twice a day at its sites. Now launches may be reduced to one a day or dropped entirely. A notice issued by the agency says it's actively pursuing alternative sources of upper air data and adjusting internal staffing and procedures to maintain continuity of service. Why it matters? Weather balloons are among the most reliable methods for collecting weather data. By the way, the American Meteorological Society and the National Weather Association are warning in a statement that the proposed elimination of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's research arm could reduce observational data collection and cause weather models and products to, quote, stagnate. FDA, no shift in foodborne illness communication policy. FDA did not provide details or name companies responsible for growing and processing lettuce tied to an E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens and led to one death, that according to a NBC News investigation. Earlier this month, the agency closed the investigation without disclosing details to the public. An internal report obtained by NBC found that FDA did not name companies involved because no contaminated lettuce was left on shelves by the time investigators discovered the pathogen's source. The FDA take? Well, a spokesperson for the FDA said this incident was not a shift in policy, and the agency names firms when there is enough evidence linking them to an outbreak and there is actionable advice for consumers. Most of the FDA's communications team was eliminated through the reductions in force at the Department of Health and Human Services. This team was often responsible for public and stakeholder engagement during outbreaks. In a statement, the FDA spokesperson said the Human Foods Program continues to provide, quote, critical communications to consumers related to outbreaks. Trump moves to make it easier to fire federal employees. The Trump administration is proposing to make it easier to fire federal workers by allowing them to be moved into what's known as Schedule F employees. The proposed rule from the Office of Personnel Management, quote, lets policy-influencing positions be moved into Schedule F. These persons will remain career jobs filled on a nonpartisan basis, the proposed rule states. Yet they will be at-will positions exempted from adverse action procedures or appeals, the proposal says, allowing agencies to quickly remove employees from critical positions who engage in misconduct, perform poorly, or undermine the democratic process by intentionally subverting presidential directives. Unions take? Well, the American Federation of Government Employees has already sued over the plan, announced in a January 20 executive order. Under a briefing schedule set for that litigation, the government must respond to the complaint tomorrow. About 50,000 civil servants would be affected by the change, according to OPM, or about 2% of the federal civilian workforce. Here's today's final word. I appeal to all those in positions of political responsibility in our world not to yield to the logic of fear, which only leads to isolation from others, but rather use the resources available to help the needy, to fight hunger, and to encourage initiatives that promote development. These are the weapons of peace, weapons that build the future instead of sowing seeds of death. That was Pope Francis and his Easter message. Sadly, the Vatican announced the Pope passed away this morning. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, April 21st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.